Welcome, everybody. This is Mary Craig Ministries and Craig House Christian Fellowship. We're in a series, The Gift of the Holy Spirit. The message today is The Power of Kratos. And this message will be delivered by Stephen Craig. I am Dr. Mary Craig. It is March 26, 2023. And I'm going to try to do this opening prayer. And if I don't make it all the way through, I'm going to turn it over to Stephen. All right. Holy Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, whose we are and whom we serve. We thank you for the body and blood sacrifice of Christ on our behalf. We thank you for his life of radical obedience, perfect, personal, perpetual obedience, even to death on the cross. We thank you that he fulfilled all righteousness, even to dying to pay the penalty for sin, redeeming those for whom he died by his blood, the sacrifice of himself. We thank you that he brought the reconciliation that overcomes alienation from you, Lord God, that by this reconciliation we can know you as Father and not just as judge. We thank you that Jesus bore our sin. He bore your wrath. He bore the curse. And he bore the glory. Jesus destroyed the works of darkness, defeating Satan and his kingdom publicly. We thank you, Lord God, for those in Christ were chosen before the foundation of the world, and we are accepted in the Beloved. We thank you that Jesus died, that he was buried, that he rose again from the dead, out from among the dead, and ascended into heaven to sit at the right hand of the Almighty. Jesus Christ is King of kings and Lord of lords, God the Son, Son of God, ruler over the kings of this earth, and coming again in power and great glory. We thank you for the sending of the Holy Spirit. We ask that the Holy Spirit come as the Spirit of truth, guiding us into the truth, that he come as the Spirit of wisdom and revelation, revealing Jesus Christ to us and granting us wisdom for the days in which we live. And Lord God, no one in this lifetime knows it all. We all come as children, and Lord, help us to be like little children who love to learn. They love to learn, and they love to be told. They want to know what's going on, what's this and what's that, and they want to know how to do things, and they want to be shown how to do things. So let us be as little children all our lives, hungry for the Word of God. We ask that the Holy Spirit open our eyes to comprehend, understanding, and perceive what you have for us today. And I especially ask this today concerning the power of Kratos. Lord, open the eyes of our minds, open the eyes of our hearts to receive. Lord, help us to receive the love of the truth. Not only to love truth, but also, since you are the truth, to receive your love. Help us to receive your love. And so now we come before you in humility, on bended knee, with our heads bowed. We pray that we be renewed in the spirit of our minds and put on the new man, which is created according to you, God, in true righteousness and holiness. That you would sanctify us by your word and by your Holy Spirit, that we may open our mouths boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel of Jesus Christ with love, compassion, and grace. And we give you thanks. Help us to love with faith from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen.
Just how powerful is God? Is anything or anyone more powerful than the living God? Last time we came across Ephesians 1, 19 and 20. This time we examine the word Kratos. Ephesians 1, 19 and 20 captured our attention because of its inclusion of so many power words. Paul there mentions the exceeding greatness of God's power to usward who believe, even according to the working of his mighty power. I stop here because I stop here because the power here is Kratos in Greek. We saw how this fantastic verse uses a mega word, greatness, dunamis, energia, iskus, and Kratos. It goes on to mention arche as well. And I believe that's the Ephesians 1, 19 and 20. We should rejoice at the overwhelming power of God. The power that raised Jesus from the dead is extended to believers, to those in Christ, to the ones believing. Strong's New Testament, number 2904, Kratos, K-R-A with the emphasis, dash T-A-H-A-S, T-A-H-S, that is, okay, comes from a root meaning to perfect, complete. We saw it in our words create and creator. Okay, to perfect, complete. Okay. Now we have some, we have 3 points. Three things. One is related to this, is force, strength. Okay. Second one is power, might, the might of his strength. And the references, Ephesians 1:19, Ephesians 6:10, Colossians 1:11. And also it says, mightily with great power, Acts 19, verse 20. And going on within the second, I guess these are second definitions, the word metonymy is defined as a figure of speech in which the word or phrase is substituted for another with which it is closely associated. So this is metonymy. For example, we use Washington, capital W, for the United States government, and we use the word sword for military power. Okay, that's metonymy. Kratos is used as a metonymy for a mighty deed, a work of power, as in Luke 1:51, work of power. Luke 1:51, he has shown strength, kratos, with the arm of him, capital H him. He has shattered the proud in the thought of heart of them. Okay? The reference there was BibleHub.com, Greek to English interlinear. All right. Now for the third point, third definition here. Dominion in the doxologies. Okay? Dominion, colon, in the doxologies. And the references, 1 Timothy 6:16, 1 Peter 4:11, 1 Peter 5:11, Jude 1:25, Revelation 1:6, Revelation 5:13, and Hebrews 2:14. And so this third point is dominion in the doxologies. The strength of God's dominion appropriately appropriated by believing ones is the source of endurance, of overcoming. So read that again. Point three, dominion in the doxologies. The strength of God's dominion appropriated by believing ones is the source of endurance, of overcoming. Jude 1:25. And Jude 1:25 was the fourth reference that I mentioned in that long list of verses. Jude 1:25. To the only God, Savior of us, through Jesus Christ, the Lord of us, be glory, majesty, dominion, that is kratos, and authority, before all time and now, and to all the ages, amen. That was BibleHub.com, Greek to English, interlinear. The verb form krateo, K-R-A-T-E-O, means to seize, to arrest, to imprison, especially using force. It means to hold on to control, to keep, to accomplish. Okay? Krateo. A derivative means to become strong. A derivative of this word means to become strong, to become powerful. It means to become strong psychologically, as in Luke 1:8, which speaks of Jesus becoming strong in spirit or developing in spirit. In Ephesians 3:16, it means to become strengthened through his spirit in the inner person. 1 Corinthians 16:13 is to be understood in a non-physical sense, that the believer is to be sufficiently strong as to be able to dominate or have dominion over or to overcome any evil influence. In 1 Peter 5:6, we find another derivative pertaining to being powerful or mighty. We are exhorted to humble ourselves under God's mighty power or mighty hand, referring to power as an expression of the activity of a person or supernatural being. Comparing Luke 1:66, where the power of the Lord was with him. God gives the strength, the power to do something. He makes it possible to do dot, dot, dot. You fill it in. God's power is made available to believing ones so we can know, and she had know, K-N-O-W, all bold, or all caps, the exceeding greatness of it. God is the source. and believing ones are the focus of God's mighty power. So I'll read that little mini paragraph again. God's power is made available to believing ones so we can know the exceeding greatness of it. Okay? That is of God's power. God is the source, and believing ones are the focus of God's mighty power. Okay. Now I'm going to read this, Ephesians 1, verses 15 to 23. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And that was Ephesians 1, 15 to 23, King James Version. Okay. Now another word, kratistos, spelled K-R-A-T-I-S-T-O-S, kratistos, means most excellent. This word pertains to having noble status with the implication of power and authority, often employed as a title, like when someone says, Your Excellency, or Your Honor. Acts 24:3, where Paul refers to Felix as Most Excellent Felix, ... Okay. In Paul's prayer, Colossians 1, 9-17, God gives the strength to be an overcomer, something to which Jesus calls us to be in the revelation. Jude acknowledges God as the eternal victor, capital V, victor, over all the power of evil. And that's Jude 25. That would be Jude verse 25. Revelation 5:13 declares this, quote, kratos, quote, in English, it is, quote, power, quote. Okay? Eternal dominion belongs to God alone. Okay? Eternal dominion belongs to God alone. Jesus Christ has triumphed by his great power. Okay, this kratos. Every knee will bow to Jesus Christ. Every name. The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. Jesus Christ is ruler over the kings of the earth. He holds the key of David to open and shut. He holds the keys to death and Hades. The Holy Spirit applies to the believing ones what Jesus Christ has accomplished. The Holy Spirit applies it. We have to want to appropriate what Jesus desires to give to us, not merely bananas and cereal and bread, but spiritual blessings, life in Christ. Okay? it's not merely bananas and cereals and cereal and bread. This is, I'm reading what's written right here from my mother's message. Not merely bananas and cereal and bread. You know, that's what do we want but bananas and cereal and bread, right? But rather spiritual blessings, life in Christ, okay? He knows you need all of these things. Okay, these bananas. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. Okay, I'm adding to the message with that little bit there. So let's continue with the actual message. Let's not make God too small. There is this bent in the heart, this tendency to want to kill the Creator and take his place. There is this sneaky desire to want to be as God, and oftentimes we think we'd do a better job. Unless we think about the enormity of the task and the foolishness of our high-mindedness. One way to counter this is to pray the doxologies in the New Testament. Okay? And I was given a list of those personally. I'm deviating from the message now, and we might be able to do that at the end of the time. Okay, my mother just said we'll have time. And those doxologies are amazing. So it's just to prepare you. Okay, now continuing on. We will close, however, with this good hope and this good news from Colossians 1, 9 to 23. Okay? And here it is. For this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things. And in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. Reconciled in Christ, for it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself. By him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. And you, who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight. If indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard, which was preached to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister. That's Colossians 1, 9 to 23, New King James Version from thebiblehub.com. Or from BibleHub.com specifically. Amen.
Okay. And now we do have we do have time to listen. Now, this is the shorter version, I think, of these verses, but they'll give you an idea about praying the doxologies. When I was writing this message, I heard the Lord told me at the point that I put it in the message, pray the doxologies. Pray the doxologies. So I had to look up and I found a list. I found two, actually, but the other one was more advertising their company. But this one, whoever put it together, I don't think all the passage is written out. It's not. It's an abbreviation with focusing on the doxology part. But you'll get the idea, and I really encourage you to do this. And I'll turn it back to Stephen.
Okay, so I noticed in the message that I read that it's very focused on God. And so are these doxologies. Anyway, you'll focus on whomever God wants you to focus on. These are the doxologies in the New Testament, and all texts here are from the ESV. Luke 1, verse 68. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel. Romans 1, verse 25. The Creator who is blessed forever. Amen. Romans 9, verse 5. The Christ who is God over all, blessed forever. Amen. Romans 11, verses 33 to 36. Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and how inscrutable his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor, or who has given a gift to him that he might be repaid? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. Romans 16, verses 25 to 27. Now to him who is able to strengthen you, according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages, but has now been disclosed, and through the prophetic writings has been made known to all nations, according to the command of the eternal God, to bring about the obedience of faith. To the only wise God be glory forevermore, through Jesus Christ. Amen. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 31. The God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, he who is blessed forever. Galatians 1, verses 4 through 5. Our God and Father, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Ephesians 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 3, verses 20 to 21. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Philippians 4, verse 20. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. 1 Timothy 1, verse 17. To the kings of age, to the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. 1 Timothy 6, verses 15 to 16. He who is blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see, to him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. 2 Timothy 4, verse 18. The Lord will rescue me from every evil deed and bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Hebrews 13, verses 20 to 21. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. 1 Peter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 4, verse 11. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. 1 Peter 5, verse 11. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen. 2 Peter 3, verse 18. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. Jude 1, verses 24 to 25. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen. Revelation 1, verses 5 to 6. To him who loved us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and made us a kingdom, priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
And Father God, we thank you, Lord, because as we meditate on these doxologies, we will see how to get from here to there. And Lord, and your provision for that. And God, we ask you as we close for the grace from the God of all grace to bless you forever. In Jesus' name. Amen. And now if you'd stand for the benediction.
Hebrews 13:20-21. Now may the God of the peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work, to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.